Today, on Commitment to Truth.
So many times I don't know about you, I've went through seasons in my life. Okay, I'm a memorize this Bible verse. I'm a repeat it over, remind myself of it. Well, let's be honest, I didn't believe it. That's why I had to remind myself over. But the grace of God somehow attaches the head and heart. When you experience the compassion and mercy of God when you don't deserve it, it changes your heart.
Welcome to Commitment to Truth, the teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Each week, Pastor Cedric Brown and the pastoral team at Commitment Church strive to draw you into a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, we continue a series titled, I'm Skilled. Throughout our lives, whether we were following the Lord or not, each one of us has gained a set of skills in various areas of our lives. You may think that these skills were only in service to yourself or to a boss and are of no use to God, but you would be wrong. Each skill you have gained can be used in service to Him, no matter where you are. Here is Pastor Cedric, lead pastor of Commitment Church, with today's message.
A husband and wife just won't humble themselves to work through it. Mom and dad bails out. Guess who had to clean up the mess? Sons and daughters. And they bury the weight and the pain that then somebody who's bearing that weight, that innocent son or daughter, has to now deal with the hurt, the pain, because of the decision of someone else. You see, our failure can subtly but yet soundly affect everyone around us. Again, just to echo that, it can affect generations, even children yet unborn. Is this making sense, hopefully? Is it making sense? Verse 16 and 17, let's, again, 2 Samuel chapter 24, it says, when the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the calamity and said to the angel who destroyed the people, it is enough. Isn't that such a rich visual aid? Now relax your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. And then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking down the people and said, behold, it is I who have sinned. It is I who have done wrong. But these sheep, people I'm responsible for, what have they done? Please let your hand be against me, and listen to what it says, and against my father's house. That's heavy. So here you find David, third point is this, as a leader and an influencer in the body of Christ in this world today, we must be willing to accept responsibility. It's me. It's me. It's I. It's I. It's nobody else around me. David said, I, me, mine, in one verse. I, me, my. Sinned. The word sin, listen to this. It is me who caused the sin. It is me who missed the goal or path of right and duty. It is me who missed the mark. It is me who brought the guilt and the condemnation and the punishment. It is me who should bear the loss. That's what David is saying. It's not the woman. It's not the man. It's not the, listen, it's not the president. Well, it's not that race, that class of people. No, it's me. How do I know this? You see, James chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 is one of my favorite verses personally. It defines the source of the conflicts. Listen to what it says. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is the source not your pleasures that wage war in my wife's body? No, it's whose? Mine. Why? Listen to what it says. You lust and you do not have, so you commit murder. So let's park there for a minute. Now, here's the reality. Chances are, and I hope not, that you're not going to go around and just pull a gun out and, you know, shoot people up or whatever. You know, you may feel like it, but I wouldn't recommend it. But at the end of the day, what does Jesus call murder? Well, if you say you don't like that brother or sister or mother or father, guess what we are? Classified, premeditated murderers. You see what it's saying to us? You lust and don't have, so you commit murder. You want it so bad, and then you start disliking that person. It becomes complicated, then you start disliking that person. That person makes you uncomfortable, then you start disliking that person because I don't get my way. And that's why it ends with this. And you are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. Well, you know what Paul said in Romans 12, he says, so far as it depends on you. Didn't say the person sitting next or right or the person who's offended you or me. It says, so far as it depends on you, me, Cedric, live at peace, what? With all men. You see, our failures ultimately, this is what I've learned personally. Our failures have a way of creatively exposing that we are truly accountable for our sin. You ever have a relational tension that at the end of the day, it's not resolved until someone takes ownership? Until someone says, yeah, you know, put it on me. Can you imagine, church, if the body of Christ took ownership of the world's problem? Immediate transformation. Can you imagine if everybody showed up to work and said, hey, you know what, boss, it's my fault. Not caring that if it's going to cause you to lose your job or not, which I would guarantee you won't. You go in there and you say, you know what, I take ownership of the direction of this organization. If you have that authority. You follow me? Can you imagine, men, how our marriages and our families will be transformed if every man went home today and said, you know what? I take full responsibility. I take full responsibility of the direction of my family right now. I'm not going to blame it on you, sweetheart. I'm not going to blame it on the kids and where they are and rebellion. I'm not going to blame it on I'm having a rough day today. I'm not going to blame it on any other person but me. Can you imagine having conversations of reconciliation with your children and say, you know what, sweetheart, I just missed it. Just missed it. Please forgive me. Can you imagine how many families can be restored if someone says, you know what, Lord, I'll bear the cross of this. That's what we have to get to a point of reaching, church, is that to expedite reconciliation, to expedite the will of God, sometimes it takes someone to accept the responsibility. And that's what you see. David accepted the responsibility, and then the Lord relented. Then he pulled back. How much is happening in your life that God can pull back? Do you see the heavenly conversation? God told the angel, there are angelic beings waiting to pull it back from your life. But it's all predicated on will you bear the cross.
Thank you for joining us for today's message from Commitment to Truth. We'll continue with the second part of the message right after this.
Question after question stirs within the mind of every business person, each one possessing the potential to sear the most well-intentioned conscience. Thus, a simple tool is needed to help you navigate through those difficult decisions, those required moves that could affect the outcome of not only your career or someone else's career, but the lives of entire families. We're talking generations. My Daily Business. You can purchase this book and others by Cedric Brown at cedricbrown.com. Thank you again for joining us for today's message from Commitment to Truth. We now return for the second half of our message.
Lastly, verses 18 through 25, I won't read all of it, but I'll just read verses 24 and 25. So the setting shifts that David then realizes that, you know what, yes, I want to take some ownership of this. I realize that your grace has been sufficient. Your grace has honestly withheld your hand before your hand even moved, you know? And that my decisions did affect people. And you know what, God, because of all of that, I'm willing to take the responsibility. But part of taking responsibility is our fourth point. Additionally to taking responsibility leads us to our fourth point, which is, as an influencer and a leader, we must be willing to assume the cost. When there's a responsibility, there's also a cost. And that's why if you look at, again, in summary, David goes to buy this altar from one of his servants, not altar, but threshing floor. And David wants to purchase it. The servant said, "No, king, I give it to you for free." David says this. However, the king said to Araunah, "No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. For I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen and the 50 shekels of silver for 50 shekels of silver. David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. Thus the Lord was moved by the prayer for the land, and the plague was held back from Israel. Cost David something, but yet benefited the people. Cost David something, benefited the people. Let me just summarize this and bring this on. Why this threshing floor? You see, the threshing floor was where the wheat and the chaff was separated, right? The thresher would take the winnowing fork and take the wheat, throw up in the air, and as the wind blows the chaff away. Throw it up, chaff will blow away. The heaviness of the wheat, the substance, will fall to the threshing floor. Throw it up again, crosswind comes. And it was literally vetting out and separating what isn't valuable for what is what? Valuable. That is what's priceless to what needs to be dealt with, separated, purged from. Likened to that threshing floor symbolically to us is this, is that at the end of the day, there is that place that where you and sin must separate. There's this judgment that occurs in the life of a believer that, listen, at the end of the day, you can mull around on the threshing floor like a cow, like an animal, you know, just churning and crushing the wheat, you know, over and over again, right? Like a hamster in a wheel, over and over again, until there's this separation of what? Of wheat and chaff. So that's the first symbolism that we have to understand. Why the threshing floor? God wants to separate you from sin once and for all. He did it, right, through the finished work of Jesus Christ, but there is that responsibility for day-to-day separation, day-to-day dying to yourself and separating from sin and sinful people so that you can live for his glory. The second you find here is that this will be the future site, believe it or not, of the temple of God, where the presence of God will dwell. But the presence of God cannot dwell where what? Sin is. Deal with sin. Presence of God is there. And remember, Jesus is called what? many things, but the scripture talks about that through Jesus's flesh, it was ripped in two as though it was the veil that was separating man from God. So again, this temple was erected here. Why? To reconcile man back to God. But it starts with the separation of sin. Deal with sin, united with God. And then the ultimate sacrifice is who? Jesus. Jesus ultimately did what? He paid the ultimate price for the soil of your heart, my heart, our hearts. He was crushed, beaten, as we learned today, bruised for you and for me. Torn in two. He entered the holies of holies, the scripture says, as the great high priest and as the lamb without spot or blemish. So we can have continuous, eternal access to the Father. But then listen to this, though. Jesus also is the judge. That each one of us today, every thought, every word, every deed will be judged in front of the bema seat of Christ, the judgment seat of Christ. So just like there's this judgment that occurred in David's life, the same is true in us, church. Same is true in us, is that there is a judgment that we will all stand in front of the throne of grace. Again, will we be ready? And I believe we have an excellent opportunity today to be able to say, okay, God, let me learn in my failures. Let me learn in my fields of life so that I can ultimately be a man or a woman who gets it and begins to live a life that is pleasing. A life that is pleasurable in Christ, but pleasing to Christ in everything that we think, say, and do. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we celebrate the grace of God, because apart from the grace of God, man, we are in bad shape. And we thank you that you are faithful. We thank you, God, that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, just as we read penned over and over again in the scriptures where it says, because of my servant David, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that that will begin to be spoken about each one of us individually in this room and under the sound of my voice. Because of my servant, can you put your name in there? Can you put your name and insert your name in there because of...
Hello, my name is Sarah Vega, and I am the Administrative and Executive Director here at Commitment Church. I hope you've enjoyed today's message by Pastor Cedric Brown. If you didn't know, Pastor Cedric also sends out encouraging videos weekly. We call these the Weekly Wire. We can send these encouraging videos directly to you by subscribing at www.loveallnations.org. Here's an example of the encouragement you'll receive.
Have you ever thought that you can get away with whatever you want? In other words, whatever you do may not be seen, whatever you say may not be heard. Well, you see, the scripture says this. It says, he who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? I think the simple verse is saying this to you and I, is that God knows everything. In other words, whatever we're doing, he sees. Whatever we're saying, he hears. And I believe that is so important
for all of us to be mindful of. You see, especially if you are a person of authority or you have great influence, it's super important for all of us to understand with great clarity, God always sees us, God always hears us. So the next time we, who may have influence on a lot of people's lives and are, we have the privilege of leading people and people are following us and trusting us, may God have mercy in us and continuously remind us in the quietness of our hearts and thoughts and actions that He too sees everything we do. He too hears everything we say. This is Pastor Cedric of Commitment Church with another Weekly Wire. Please pass this on to someone who may need to be reminded gently that God sees everything they do. God hears everything they say all the time.
We hope you enjoyed this sample of our Weekly Wire. Again, to subscribe to your weekly inspiration, refreshment, and encouragement, please visit www.loveallnations.org.
Hello, this is Cedric Brown, your teacher on Commitment to Truth. I would like to personally thank you so much for tuning in week after week to listen here on this station. My prayer is that our time together is encouraging and strengthening you in your personal walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, I'm not going to assume that all of you know this Christ that I speak about week after week. And if you don't, and this is you, my prayer is that you are being inspired to know Him personally through Commitment to Truth. But if you want to invite this Christ into your life right now, would you like to please pray with me? It's just a short prayer. It goes like this. Just say, Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner and I've sinned against you. But I believe that you came to die for me. You were buried for me and you rose again from the grave just for me. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life to be my Lord and my risen Savior. And I surrender my life completely to you until I see you face to face. Jesus, would you please empower me through your Holy Spirit to live the rest of my life for your glory and for the good of others? In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. So if you prayed this prayer, or if you need help finding a local Christ-centered and Bible-teaching church, please email me at info@commitmenttotruth.org. Once again, that is info@commitmenttotruth.org. And lastly today, could you please do two things for me, all of you? Number one, could you spread the word about Commitment to Truth to your friends, your family, and even your enemies? We all could learn, right? And secondly, please email me at info@commitmenttotruth to let me know how this ministry is impacting your life. Once again, that is info@commitmenttotruth.org. I would love to hear from you. May God bless you and your family, and have a great day.
Thank you again for listening to our series, I'm Skilled, from Commitment to Truth, the teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. King David gained many skills throughout his life, including his time before he was king. He learned to worship, he learned to rescue, he learned to be a warrior, and he even learned from failure. Just like David, we also learn many skills throughout our lives. God wants to use these skills to build up His kingdom and for His glory.
If you want to listen to the previous messages in this series, or if you want to hear messages from other series, visit Commitment Church on YouTube or Pastor Cedric Brown on Spotify, Pandora, or other podcast providers. You can also visit us on our website, commitmentchurch.org. And if you live in the Philadelphia, Delaware, or South Jersey area, we would love to see you in person as well. You can attend any of our services by visiting us at 2 Berlin Road South, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed and wonderful day.